This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In Ramadan, tempers flare. As much as people say that shaitan is tied, and yes, it is correct to a degree that the big shayateen or the chief shayateen are actually tied, but the little ones are roaming around. Remember one thing, tempers flare in Ramadan. You need to control your anger, because the reward of your fast will be nullified or minimized. And you might even be sinful actually when you do not control your temper to the degree that you begin to abuse others, you oppress them, you say wrong things, and it causes a problem that will flow beyond the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is a month of solving matters, finding solutions, bringing hearts together, bringing people together. But unfortunately, many people are creating problems in the month of Ramadan or become prey to those who create problems without realizing that, you know what? Here is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. He says that if someone were to abuse you or to say something bad to you, you reply to them by saying, "I am fasting." That's the hadith. The Prophet ﷺ instructs us to say, "I am fasting." Why should you say I am fasting? Because I'm not supposed to be getting angry. I'm supposed to be a person who's conscious of Allah. This is my moment to develop taqwa and consciousness of Allah. I want to come out of every day of Ramadan closer to Allah than I was the previous day. And I want to exit the entire month a changed person. One of the things you and I suffer is the tempers, either our own or others or a bit of both. So what we need to realize is, if you're not going to work on your temper, nothing's going to happen. It's going to get worse as time passes. You become less and less tolerant of others. Or you become a person who really doesn't even think before he or she speaks. Is that what you want? In fact, Allah does not want that. Allah knows you're a human being, but He wants you to work hard on your character, your conduct, your temper, and everything else. So this is the month of Ramadan. Tempers flare in the month of Ramadan. I've witnessed it, and I'm sure nearly every one of us has witnessed it. Whether it's this Ramadan, previous Ramadans, or whenever it might have been. But you find Muslims, good people sometimes, decent people who pray 5 times a day, people who fast the whole month, but they do not control their temper. They do not control themselves. They become so angry at little things. Calm down. Every time you have squeezed yourself, every time you have actually extinguished that temper, you get such a great reward. Allah says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those who do good. And who are they? The ones who will earn paradise are the ones who control their temper. And the meaning they've extinguished their temper, and the ones who forgive others. Now, that topic of forgiveness is a topic of it on its own. However, what we need to know is, don't hold petty things in your heart and mind. It will make you ill. It will cause problems for you in your mind and your body and your relationships. Little things, let them go. Major things, look into them and try and see how best you can navigate through them. Solve the problem, perhaps, and Allah will grant you goodness in this world and the next. May Allah bless us all and help us to control our anger and temper. And remember, when we say the shayateen are tied in Ramadan, we're only talking of the chiefs of the shayateen. The little ones are all roaming around and still causing disaster. On top of that, sometimes we as human beings become little shayateens ourselves. That's why the Quran speaks about min al-jinnati wal-nas. In Surah An-Nas, when Allah refers to the shayateen of jinn kind, the shayateen of mankind. In fact, in another place in the Quran, Allah Almighty actually says shayateen al-ins wal-jinn, that there are two types of shayateen here, that from humankind and that from jinn kind. May Allah protect us such that we are never considered shayateen, and at the same time, control yourself. Allah grant us ease. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.